You're listening to Sounds of the Bazaar live from Berlin, live from Online Educa Berlin. This is the conference radio show broadcasting live on the internet on the wonderful DS106 channel. And we're sort of perched in a wonderful spot here in the Marlene Bar at the Intercontinental Hotel where the Online Educa is held. We've got a brilliant audience for a Wednesday night. The conference hasn't actually started. It's a pre-conference day. But we must have 60 or 70 people all around here. Great audience. And we've got a brilliant show lined up for you. Now, for those of you who don't know, who are new to that, and especially hello to those of you on our American audience who has got up at 6 in the morning to listen to this show. You're very welcome. Online Educa claims to be the biggest global corporate and public sector online technology for learning conference. And there's usually something like 2,000 people here, people from all over the world. In fact, what's very interesting at this year's conference, I've just been wandering around the trade show. Whilst the trade show used to be dominated by organisations like UK JISC, the Open Education, the Open University of the Netherlands, you can see the move now. It's the Ministry of Education Oman, it's Hong Kong University, it's the government of Saudi Arabia, it's the African organisations. And there I think we're beginning to see a real shift that technology and technology-based learning isn't just the preserve of the North American and European universities now. It really is moving around. Anyway, we're going to have a very short musical break, and then we'll be coming back, and I think Helen Keegan and Jenny Hughes are our two presenters today. They'll be doing the interviewing. Helen Keegan's going to be talking to Dominic Graveson, and it's going to be something, my prompt notes say, about intercultural education. It sounds great stuff. Over to you, Dirk, and we'll have a short musical break.
Cuando se unen, se alimentan esta vomita de placer. Nena, no te permito que llegues tarde a casa hoy.
Sounds of the Bazaar, live from the Intercontinental Hotel in Berlin, live from Online Educa Berlin. This is the official conference radio station broadcasting on DS106. And over to Helen, who's going to be talking to Dom Graveson about intercultural something.
Thanks, Graham. Yeah, some intercultural something. Hi, Dom. It's great to see you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Helen, hello. Well, I've been coming here for probably 7 or 8 years now, originally with the BBC, when I was with BBC Learning, and we ran some workshops and did some presentations here. But since then, I've been lucky enough to be asked to come along every year and basically interview the key plenary speakers and some of the kind of interesting movers and shakers that come here every year. And it's been really great to pull out the kind of main key points from each of it and see each of the years and see it evolve over years from away from kind of technology into more about kind of the cultural and behavioural changes that you see now. So there's more about kind of social change that's going on in learning, which is quite exciting actually, to get away from the technology a little bit.
Okay, that's quite interesting you should say that, because what's your day job?
Well, actually, I run the strategy and research department for a digital agency in London, so I'm not so involved in learning anymore, but what we do is a lot of work in organisational change. So we do a lot of work using intranets and collaboration and digital workplace technologies to enable people to work away from home, to work interdepartmentally, collaborate away from the kind of control of management in a sort of more sort of symbiotic way with one another without needing the structures. So you just provide the technology and then you drive behaviour rather than kind of it coming from management.
Okay, and so what about the session that you're involved in here this year? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep, I'm chairing a session in the business stream. It's BUS 59.
Boo.
Yeah, it's looking at how businesses, large organisations, are facing the challenge of providing training and education across those organisations within, across the world and across in different departments and different locations around the world. So obviously there's a real need for an understanding of audience and an understanding of the different cultural scenarios that go on in these different parts of the business. You can't just deliver one type of learning, one curriculum to everybody without an understanding of the differences in terms of the way that people work together, but also the differences in terms of the meaning of different bits of content in different parts of the world. So we've got three very interesting participants coming down to giving some presentations about that, and I hope that we'll have a conversation, a really open conversation with the audience, looking at the kind of issues that they've faced and also any kind of great practical examples that there might be.
Okay. That sounds really interesting. What time is the session?
It's on Friday in Charlottenburg 1 at 2:30 to 4 o'clock.
Ah, that's handy. So it's the afternoon after the online educa party.
Yeah, but at least it's not the morning.
Quite. All right, thanks very much, Dom. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
That's even better timing in some ways because, Dom, we're broadcasting, of course, from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. On Friday, we've got a whole hour's programme from Online Educa. Now, look, this business thing is quite big, and I think that's one of the things which makes Online Educa quite an interesting conference, because you have got the involvement of a lot of businesses, both vendors, but also businesses interested in learning that come here. And I think the biggest sponsor of the conference is Pearson's, a platinum sponsor, I think it's called. I never work out how these things go, platinum, gold, silver, etc. And anyway, we've got Shannon Moore from Pearson's. Is going to talk to Jenny Hughes now about their involvement with Online Educa.
Shannon, hello.
Hello.
I think I ought to start off by saying that the 93 countries represented here and the 2,000 people probably wouldn't be here without your support, so thank you for that on behalf
Excellent.
Of all of us.
Well, we're happy to do
and
it.
And thank you very much for all the chocolates I scoffed at the Pearson stall this afternoon. They were wonderful. I'm coming back for more.
Great chocolates there. You've got to come. Got to come.
And I'm going to come to your reception tomorrow as well.
Thank you.
Shannon, Pearson sponsor a lot of these conferences. What makes Educa Online special?
Because we are also across those 93 countries in the world, and we pride ourselves on being in those countries and employing locals in those countries. And so this is a very important conference for us to be at. And it's important for us to be a large sponsor at this conference because, like I said, we understand the local issues and the global issues. And we find that this conference really brings those two things together very, very well for us, especially in the area of e-learning and higher education, which is a place that we are really proud to be in.
Okay, Shannon, one of the things I'm quite intrigued about, when I first started coming to Educa, which is maybe 5-6 years ago, mm-hmm. there were all sorts of tensions going on between the vendors, the developers, the academics.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot more going on now about partnership. Mm-hmm. How's Pearson managing that?
I think we're particularly excited about the partnership trend that's happening across parts of Europe, particularly in the emerging countries. And it's because we have a lot to learn from each other. In times of difficulty, which we're having right now across Europe, across the world, financially, we can help each other. And so we've been doing a lot of partnering with people across the United States, as well as Australia, here in the UK and in Europe, in many, many different areas. E-learning is probably the most specific place we've partnered, from very helping somebody start up a program and working with them to realize their vision in the next 2 or 3 years or to a very immediate goal of a month or two away. So we have worked very, very hard in creating services and creating expertise around helping organizations get through this and also push their educational goals and be more effective.
Okay, Shannon, without giving away too many trade secrets, what are Pearson's working on right now? I mean, what's going to be magic next year?
It's a good question. There's a lot happening. We're really excited about our recent acquisition of a technology company in China. So we're working very closely with local companies as well as bringing those companies into our own group, developing expertise, and working closely with customers like we haven't before. So next year you can see another product probably be released within the European market.
Can you tell us what that is? Go on. Just a little bit.
I can't really give you too much information about that, but it's going to be released next year. But you'll see further development from our content repository, Aquella, which will be further integrated into recognizable products like Moodle, Blackboard, Sakai, all of the major LMSs. You'll see further development in our digital content and how we're able to integrate that into lots of different platforms. So we're really opening up our own APIs and allowing our customers to design platforms in the way that they want to use them.
And one last question. Where do you see Pearson's going the next 5 years? I mean, what's the leading edge stuff for you?
We're really interested in working on efficacy and making sure that there's measurable improvement in learning. And so we're looking into technologies and into doing that, so deeper testing. The English language initiative across Pearson is a very big one. So again, across Asia and the Middle East, it's particularly very good conference for that because we have a lot of Middle Eastern attendees here, and that's something that we want to talk about with them. So English language, collecting data and helping institutions use data to further their own educational goals is a big issue for us. So lots of new things coming.
Shannon, thank you very much, and Pearson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And a short musical break now. Dirk, thank you very much.
You're listening to the sounds of the bazaar live. A mí hay fuego en tu piel, hay fuego en tu piel, que cuando te enciendes puedo sentir tus anhelos tatuados con cenizas en mi piel. Sounds of the Bazaar live on DS106. Can you dig it? Can you really dig it? We get asked a lot about the music that we play on these programmes. And I guess for those of you regulars on DS106, some of these tracks sound a bit strange. Well, this is all Creative Commons music. It's from the wonderful Yamendo website, which allows you freely to broadcast and reuse the music. And that last track was by Magnolia Chili. So if you like that track, check it out on Yamendo. It's free and legal for you to download onto your MP3 player legally. Yes, great stuff. Okay, and now it's over to Helen, who's going to be talking to my old friend Ilona Buchan. It's great to see you back again. Helen.
Hello.
And Helen's not got her microphone turned on. Helen.
Is it working? Yeah? Excellent. Woohoo! Right, I'm really excited because I'm here with Ilona. And we're buddies. We collaborate. Okay. Tell people what we've been doing.
Our collab team. Hi, Helen. Yes, I was supposed to talk about mobile learning, so it really is a good topic because we do this together. Yes. We're in a project. It's called I Collaborate, and we are trying to figure out how to use mobile web 2.0 to engage students internationally across the globe, actually. So we have people from Australia, from UK, from Germany, from Spain, and it's a wonderful project. What do you think?
I think it's fantastically ad hoc. I really do like our Thursday night panic meetings in our pyjamas going, shit, what are we going to do tomorrow? It's fantastic. It's how projects should be. iCollab 11, hashtag, check it out. Anyway, let's talk about online educa. Or Berlin. You're from Berlin. Tell us about Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin is wonderful. It's always something interesting going on. And I think what I also wanted to say was that we're developing some mobile applications here also in collaboration. It's always collaboration, in collaboration with Pontedescu. Yes, it's going to be something very special. It's going to be a mobile app for vocabulary training, for things like that. So we are also experimenting here with different mobile learning scenarios and applications. Yeah. How do you like Berlin?
I absolutely love the big gold bear. I'm so happy that we're broadcasting live from a big gold bear. Which reminds me, you were telling me today about golden sausages. Tell us about the golden sausages.
Yeah, actually, in Düsseldorf, it's not here, but in Düsseldorf, you can get some sausages with some gold pieces on it. So it's very crazy. You get all the different variation of sausages in Germany. I know.
What else can we talk about that has absolutely no relation to the conference?
Yes, I'm excited actually to see your presentation tomorrow. It's about digital identities, and we discussed this today. It's a very, very interesting topic, so I'm really interested to discover this because I noticed this in work with my students that it's becoming more important to think about, reflect about the private and public spaces and how we create our identities and how we combine the real identities with digital identities. So I'm really looking forward to your presentation tomorrow.
I mean, how good is that? You interview someone and they plug the session that the interviewer is doing. You can't get much better than that. I bring you the wonderful Ilona Bookham. Thank you.
And thank you to both of you. Yes, I love the plugs going on. I'm just going to run one more plug here, and that's for tomorrow's radio show. And we're doing something a little bit different tomorrow. Tomorrow is question time. Those of you from the UK will know this format. I guess from people from other countries won't. We're going to have a panel of four experts. You're invited to come along and ask them the most difficult questions you possibly can. I'm going to be sitting in the middle trying to get the panelists to argue with each other. And anyone who gets picked to ask a question, you'll get the chance to come back at the panelists and tell them why they're totally wrong. And a big shout out for Di Griffiths. Di Griffiths has just gone by from Huddersfield, if anyone knows him. And yes, that session tomorrow is at 12:15 Central European time. That's 11:15 UK time. And I guess it's 6:15 if you're on the east coast of the USA. And I guess if you're on the west coast, you really won't want to be getting up for it. But you can hear it on the recorded. Our panel, yes, who's on our panel? We have Grona Canola from Leicester University, the woman who killed the animals in the mobile zoo. And we'll have more about that tomorrow. We got Shafika Isaacs from South Africa. We got Raymond Elferink, who is a software developer from the Netherlands. And who haven't I said? Ishay Moore, of course, from the Open University of the UK. So it's a great panel, so do come along. And for those of you around here who are in Berlin, you're invited. We've got room for about 40 people in our live audience. It's on the conference programme, so do come along to that session. It starts here at 11:45, and then we'll be broadcasting live at 12:15. Anyway, now I'm handing back to Jenny, who's going to be talking to Marta Mazur from Poland about knowledge pills. Now, that's an interesting topic, isn't it? Knowledge pills. So I guess we'll be finding out what a knowledge pill is in a moment. Over to you, Jen.
Hi, Marta.
Hello, how are you?
So, we're all intrigued. What is a knowledge pill? Do I swallow it?
Not exactly. The knowledge pills is a unique way to train the employees in the companies, in their workplace, using video and audio recordings. So this is a short piece of knowledge of information that your employees needs in this moment.
And how do they access this?
How to create them?
No, how do... Is this through a computer, through a mobile application? How does it work?
We have three types of knowledge pills. For the audio knowledge pills, you can use only the microphone and computer for the recording. For the video pill, you need a camera, but it could be also a mobile phone, so it's very easy. And for the multimedia knowledge pill, you can use free programs that you can download from the internet, for example, free Camtasia Studio program. So it's very easy to create in the company by the employees, by themselves.
So what sort of industries have you been experimenting? I mean, what industrial sectors have you been working in?
We are doing this knowledge pills in the companies from the service sector, from the production sector. So you can implement it also in the universities, in the administration sector. I can say that you can do it in the small and medium enterprises, in big companies. So this is perfect for each type of the institutions.
And who's actually developing them? People in the companies themselves are doing the development?
Yes, but we are helping them. I mean, the consultant is going to the company, and there is one consultant working with one company. So they are preparing the materials that are unique only for this company, and they are answering the problems or the questions that are in this company, in the special company.
Okay, the one thing I do need to ask, taking a pill
yeah.
sounds a bit sort of unidirectional, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any opportunity for interactivity in
yes,
the system?
Yes, of
How
course.
Does that work?
Yes, of course, because, for example, you are working in one company and you have some problem with your computer. You don't know how to use some program in your computer. So normally you are asking someone to help you. And this is this cooperation, because the other person is explaining you, but in the same time you can make a recording. So it's not only your work, but the work of a lot of employees in this company that are trying to share their knowledge with other employees from the same company.
Okay, and if we want to have a look at some of these, if we want to taste these pills, how can we access them? Do you have a URL where we could find out some more information?
We can. You can find them on our website. It's...
That's okay. What do we Google? Can we Google something?
Yes, of course. You can Google Knowledge Pills Methodology or EduPills, and you will find the examples of the Knowledge Pills there.
Marta, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Another musical break from Dirk.
Thank you very much.
And indeed we are. It's Sounds of the Bazaar on DS106. Live internet radio, live from Berlin.
No puedo dejar de verte desnuda, nena, y admirar tu dejar mi mente criminal, condenándome con una copa más. Y es que tú, baby, me provocas. Me provocas emoción.
Radio, internet radio, live radio, live from Berlin. You're listening to Sounds of the Bazaar. And Jen's going to be talking now. Jen Hughes is going to be talking to Brian Mulligan, something about traditional teaching online. It sounds intriguing stuff. Over to you, Jen.
I'm sure it's intriguing. I've only just met Brian about half an hour ago, so I have absolutely no idea whatsoever what he's going to say, except that three people have said, you like Brian because he's as stroppy as you are. So, Brian, that's a great cue. Why are you causing chaos around this place? What do you believe in that other people don't seem to?
Well, I'm giving a talk on Friday, and it's taking a little bit of a contrarian view of the development of online
distance. That's because he's Irish.
Possibly, I have no idea, but I do seem to disagree with people a lot. I suppose it's titled Faculty-Centric Online Learning, and I'm doing it. I've submitted it with a friend from Illinois. But I suppose to some extent it's throwing down a challenge to what I believe has become a meaningless cliche of student-centered learning. And this is really teacher-centered learning.
I like this man.
Well, I mean, to some extent, what I believe is that in higher education in Europe, we're not making the progress in developing online distance learning that we should be making. And I suspect that one of the reasons is that we're taking far too high-minded approach to it, that if we keep it simple, we'll make far more progress, particularly when we're trying to work with teaching staff that really have not much of an interest in technology and they're interested in their own domains. So we really need to keep it simple. And there's probably quite a number of, what would you say, professionals within higher education in Europe that might take offence. But remember, we all have to look at it into ourselves and see are we taking along baggage from the past that's actually working against us achieving our objectives.
two questions then. What sort of baggage, on the one hand, but where would you start?
Well, I have to say that I would start to keep it simple. One of the things that has occurred to me is there's this drive for very high quality and online learning that doesn't seem to exist in campus-based learning. Why are we demanding such high quality in online learning? It's like we're throwing up a big bar for people. We have to get these teachers teaching online, and then we have to get their quality up at the same time. Why not just teach online in a similar fashion to the way we've taught face-to-face? And let's face it, the teaching techniques that are used in higher education are not terribly sophisticated. So let's do some similar techniques online and get started that way. Otherwise, we're wasting time in getting started. So let's get the courses online and then work on the quality afterwards.
Okay, so I'm a teacher. Where do I start?
Well, one of the
my bad quality course. Where
okay,
do I start?
Well, one of the bad habits we have is standing in front of people and talking. At least there's a bit of a dialogue here, but I've been known to stand in front of people and talk for 40 or 50 minutes, and that's not necessarily good. But we can do that online as well.
We go off air in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Sorry, love.
Well, the techniques that we've been using, and we've been highly successful in getting a lot of teachers online, a lot of lecturers online in our college, is to do live classes online and then to just use forums and to use whatever free materials are on the web, give assignments just like you give to your regular students, and voila, there you have your online course. It's not rocket science. It doesn't have any sophisticated instructional design. There's no multimedia development. There's no high-minded pedagogies here. Maybe we could improve the pedagogies, but there's none in this, and it just gets you online quickly.
So you're saying really softly, softly, catchy monkey.
That's pretty well it.
Yeah, okay. And no internet radio for your students and your staff?
I think internet radio would be a good way to go. In fact, what we do is in a way a bit like internet radio, because basically we just send them out a link and we say, we'll be online at 7 o'clock for your class. Just here's the link, log in. Or they don't even have to log in. They just connect and we start talking. In fact, it has been in where we've been teaching. Some people have compared it to being a DJ online. A mixture of being a DJ and a teacher. Now, we have the visuals as well, but it's very similar.
Brian, I'm really hoping you're going to come to question time tomorrow morning and put some really hard challenges to the people on that panel, okay?
Okay.
So I promise you'll be there.
I'll think
right?
of some hard, difficult, contrarian
you
line
do that.
For it. Okay, we'll do.
Brian, thank you very much indeed.
Okay, my
Brian.
Pleasure.
You're listening to Sounds of the Bazaar, live internet radio, live from Online Educa Berlin. All the best sounds of the conference on internet radio. Short musical break now, and then I'll be delighted. We've been running around the globe today, haven't we? Because we started off where? We started off with Dom from the UK. We went on to Shannon from the US, I think. We had Ilona from Berlin. Marta was from Poland. Brian was from Ireland. And we're getting our way all the way across to Australia next with Joyce Seisinger. She'll be on after a short musical interlude. It's going to be Joyce.
Provocas depresión y si me tocas pierdo la razón. Tú me provocas erección y si me tocas pierdo la razón.
We're back here live for our last guest sadly on this program. But don't worry, don't forget that at 12:15 tomorrow, we'll be back on with question time. 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, all these times Central European time, not Australian time. We'll be live on Friday from the conference. And now over to Helen, who's going to be talking with Joyce.
Thanks, Graham. I've just got to say, you know, you keep pimping your session tomorrow, and actually I'm doing a session at the same time. I'd just like to say everybody that comes to my session gets a free holiday in the Caribbean. Okay, now I'm going to talk to Joyce. Joyce, Joyce, what's in the magic box? Tell us what's in your box.
Well, first of all, I wanted to share a disclaimer for anything I say that happens now, because I am so jet lagged, it's not even funny. I just woke up from a power nap, so...
Oh, so you're not going to tell us what's in the box then?
Nothing in the box at the moment, although, you know, we've been conniving with some of the people from the PLE conference, and we might have a few surprises coming up shortly, but still some final decisions to be made.
Can you tell us any more?
Well, we're thinking that we might make it go a little more global.
Nice. So anyway, what brings you here to Online Educa?
Well, I've been very fortunate. I've just recently moved from New Zealand to Australia to Deakin University, and they want me to kind of expand my network. And they wanted me to combine several things at the same time. So next week I'm meeting with people from the Open University about my PhD, and this Open University in the Netherlands, and that also opened the way for me to come to Online Educa in Berlin, which is great.
And so what are your impressions of the conference so far?
It's big. It's huge. It's massive. I couldn't believe it. I got handed the program book, and it's as big as most conferences' proceedings. Yeah. So it's just absolutely huge. Yeah.
And so have you decided which sessions you might want to go to yet?
I still have to get my head around all of the abbreviations and the codes in it. I'm definitely coming to your sessions just because of what we were talking about this afternoon in terms of hashtags and digital identities and how are students coping with that. I think that's a really interesting conversation. I'll bet you we'll be doing more of that at the PLE conference next year as well. For the rest, I'm just going to have to kind of find my way around. I've decided that a good strategy is probably to find someone who shares my interest but who has been to... you know, OEB before, and then I could just follow them around.
Oh, well, that's easy, because that's me, and tickety-tock, it's 9:00. Brilliant. Right, I'll pass you back over to Graham.
Thank you. You got me surprised. I was laughing so much, I couldn't get to the microphone. Okay, I think that's about it for today, but did you enjoy this programme? We've got quite a big live audience here. Would you like to help us make Friday's programme? We're broadcasting for a whole hour on Friday from 11 to 12. And tomorrow afternoon, we've got a workshop at 1500, that's 3:00 in the afternoon, Central European time, at the conference. It's in the room, I think, which is called the Kammerzimmer, the conference lounge. And that workshop's for anybody who wants to learn more about internet radio or would like to help us make Friday's programme. That's play the music, do some of the interviewing. We can do some pre-recorded interviews tomorrow if you want to, or even present this programme. So come along to that workshop at 3:00. Don't forget, we'll be live on the radio again at 12:15 tomorrow with Question Time. I think that's nearly it for today. Our first live broadcast on DS106, the wonderful DS106. Big thanks to Helen and Jen, who put together today's programme, got the running order sorted and did all the interviews. It's been a really easy job for me on this programme today. Big thanks to everybody who agreed to come on and be interviewed on the programme. There wouldn't be a programme without you. And massive thanks to Dirk Stieglitz, who up to 2 minutes before we started broadcasting was fighting the technology with all manner of problems. But as somehow it always magically does, it was all right in the end. A wonderful programme. Thanks to you all. This is Graham Atwell signing out from Berlin, signing out from Online Educa Berlin. You have been listening to Sounds of the Bizarre live radio. Cuánta vida hemos gastado, cuántos sueños compartidos. Cuánta vida hemos gastado, cuántos sueños compartidos.